You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. San Luis Obispo County officials signed off Tuesday on a management plan for groundwater. It's a plan required under California's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, or SGMA. That 2014 law was the first time rules were placed on the use of the state's groundwater, which supplies up to two-thirds of our fresh water. The Paso Robles subbasin is one of the state's most depleted underground water sources after decades of overuse. Under SGMA, local agencies have to come up with management plans and submit those for state approval. North County District Supervisor John Pichong was heavily involved in drafting the local plan.
We had the board with the San Miguel Community Service District, with the Shandon San Juan, which are farmers, so there was farmers on our board, the city of Paso Robles, that was Council Member Hammond, and myself. And with that board, I think we've actually done the job that we set out to do.
But others are not impressed with the plan. A Paso Robles winery manager told KCBX News earlier this year that he and his colleagues felt left out of the decision-making process. On Tuesday, Supervisor Bruce Gibson applauded all the hard work county staff had put into drafting the plan, but he says those in charge failed to make the difficult decisions about who can use how much of the county's groundwater.
Unfortunately, the hard conversations that need to be had haven't been had yet. And as such, we see a plan before us that is almost completely devoid of specifics in its implementation.
Gibson says the most glaring error of the plan is that it provides no mechanism for measuring use, and says there should be a program to put meters now on all the wells that will need to eventually be metered under SGMA. Now the county supervisors signed off on the plan, it goes to the State Department of Water Resources for approval and tweaks, as Pichong says he thinks will happen, or rejection and an order to go back to the drawing board, as Gibson says is a possibility. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.